are
three gay guys,
two states,
one podcast.
What's up, guys?
We're back. It's our second night in San Francisco.
Oh my god, it's so cold here.
How many so cold.
Mucho frio. So we are, we're lying to you guys. I know that you guys have been waiting for us. Yes. However,
yes.
Oh, hold on a second.
All two of you.
San Francisco just experienced an earthquake, and JK. All right, just want to let you know from the start that we have Renee here again.
Yay.
Our fourth gay guy.
Yes. Hopefully that doesn't ruin the outro.
Oh, you're not.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm not gay, but my boyfriend is.
Oh, here we go. All right.
So what is this?
Delicious.
So we are here.
Are we doing this?
Sorry.
We're in the middle of something. We'll just wait.
You guys, honestly, we're we're actually about 300 miles south of San Francisco.
Okay, 200.
Yeah.
Let's just say 500.
I didn't know what to
make it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know. Easily 1,000.
Right? Yeah. Right? Might as well be.
A flight.
Was
a
there firm. A cucumber? That was gross.
That was delicious.
Okay, we're still doing this. All right.
Steve handed me a drink and I said, what is this? And he said, it's delicious. I'm like, that doesn't answer my question.
And you've been roofied.
Oh, that's way earlier than that. It's going to be an excellent night.
All right, may I?
Yes.
You guys, honey, we are in beautiful Los Angeles, where the weather is always perfect.
Well,
sort of, you know, but it's
I'm sunburned,
absolutely beautiful. We do apologize. We did promise a part two in San Francisco, but everybody except myself were drunk.
I knew.
Yes, so
everybody but him.
I know. I'm the martyr.
What's going on? Are we going to do a podcast?
No, we got fans. We got fans.
And we're so tired. We had a cold bus ride.
Oh my god. All right. So let's pick up where we left off, and we can let you know what's happening now. So when we last left off, did we do the escape room yet? Yeah, we did this.
No, we did not do the escape room.
Yeah. So we all did the escape room together.
Amazing. It was so much fun.
Steve had to pretend to be autistic. That was a little bit awkward.
Pretend, I don't know. Seems kind of real.
Shit, we got our own room, didn't we?
No, okay, what was it that Patrick held on to every single part?
Oh, okay, so it was like a lockbox that had a canteen of water in it. Yes. And you needed the water at the very end. So I was like an old lady, like, wait, don't leave without the water. Like, we need this. Well, I didn't know what was in it at the time.
Oh, that was hilarious. That jacket.
You guys, if you haven't tried one of these escape rooms, they're amazing. It takes teamwork, and it's very, like, it pressures you to make sure to complete the task. It's a lot of fun. Once you put everybody's brains together, it's awesome. We were actually able to complete it within
10 minutes to spare.
Nice.
I had coworkers say that they tried it and it turned personal.
Yeah.
They're like, well, you're supposed to do this. And the other person said, why are you yelling at me? And then they fought. We didn't have that problem.
It was great. A lot of fun. You want this one, right? Yeah, so we're sharing our seats over here at our table, you know.
Over here. Oh, that's right here.
Us two, please.
Thank you, sir.
Nice. We just got our food, guys. We got our food delivered.
Okay, but we're still in San Francisco.
We're in pretend San Francisco. We just got our food. Mm. We got some taquitos and some excellent quesadillas.
That's fucking hot.
Yeah. Freshly made, by the way.
Probably. Who knows?
Yes.
Okay. So we completed our escape room, and that was fun. So we also did our hop-on, hop-off tour. And Renee, why don't you describe our hop-on, hop-off tour? Because there was, we listened to our podcast, and we seemed so excited about it. Renee, explain.
I will explain in one sentence. Hard nipples.
It was so cold up there.
Very cold.
The driver was so mean. She literally stopped in the road, came to the top of the bus, and was like, I'm making turns, and you need to sit down.
She was about to spank us all.
Oh, my God.
I haven't been yelled at like that since kindergarten.
Totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
It was pretty hot, to be honest.
Yeah. She was not the nicest person.
And unfortunately, the poor foreigners, like, didn't understand.
That was racist.
They were about to cry.
That was way racist, but okay.
Oh, man.
And we lost a viewer.
Yeah, seriously.
Hey, I'm an immigrant. I'm subscribing.
No, but we actually had, like, people listening to our podcast from other countries.
You do?
Yes. And not anymore, though. So
we used to.
We went from 3 to 1. Thanks.
Not after this.
I know. Thanks, Steve.
Sorry.
But, yeah, no, it was ridiculous. It was so fucking cold. Because we wanted to be up the top. We wanted to be out in the open air. And we thought it was cute for a while. But then as soon as she came up and yelled at us, we didn't dare move.
Yeah.
All the way until the entire thing was over. And we were all too scared. It was not the business, that's for sure.
We didn't want to move, even though we were freezing to death.
She actually said, don't move, I don't care if you're cold. But we are cold now.
No, and you did say that. I remember that.
Load us off. She just meant when the bus was moving, because people kept getting up and people were moving. We could have got off any time, but we probably should have.
Good.
Oh my God, these are amazing.
Those are so good. I get them every time. Yeah.
We're doing a podcast right now. Would you like to say hello to our listeners?
Absolutely. Hi, podcast. What are we talking about?
Everybody, this is Ben, our server at this beautiful restaurant here. He just wants to introduce himself.
What was that?
You want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Ben. I'm a server here in LA. You know, just like every other server in LA, I'm trying to do things in the arts and fashion industry. So here I am. Yeah, born and raised. And that's pretty much all there is to know about me.
Excellent. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ben. Okay, secretly, we don't like Ben.
Okay.
Stop it. I
really like Ben, to be honest.
No, I do like Ben, too.
Like a little too
he made his own shirt.
You can totally tell. Beautiful guy, too.
Well, we didn't say that.
I mean,
we didn't say that.
I did.
That's a little bit too much there.
I know.
I actually think he's really cute.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
No.
Yeah. Well,
Steve. Okay, so it was really cold. We survived escape room. That's the summary of what happened in San Francisco. All good. And now, we are not in San Francisco. We are in West Hollywood.
Awesome.
We are in West Hollywood because during our July... So it's a February-July get-together.
Yeah.
And we came over to West Hollywood not to party in West Hollywood, even though that was a benefit. We came for Universal Studios.
Yay.
And for the record... We have killed the former prime minister of Japan.
Well, that's
personally.
Why are we talking about this?
Stop it, Tommy.
No,
No, honestly, you guys, hey, if you remember, I'm from Texas. I got my beautiful buddies here that were able to hook me up to actually be able to join them here in California. It's been an absolute amazing time. Everything has been great, from the hotels, spending time with them, theme parks, everything, food, everything's been awesome.
This is like the first time in maybe like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years that we haven't gone to Texas, because mm-hmm. Steve's come here twice.
Yes.
I can't believe I'm saying this, I'm starting to miss Texas.
Oh my God, yes!
Don't worry, I'm not moving there. No red states.
Mm.
Well, West Hollywood's good. We did Universal Studios today. They had a Pets Life ride. Very fun. Thomas's favorite. Mine too. Every little section had a weenie dog that was in some new trouble that would think to be rescued. Very sweet. Waterworld hasn't changed at all in the last 15 years.
Oh my god.
Yes. Still
it
the
did.
Most.
It did? Yes. Remember from Jurassic Park to Jurassic World.
Waterworld.
No, Waterworld.
Oh, shit. Waterworld. Oh, scratch
Jurassic
that.
Park
you guys
was,
didn't hear that.
Was
sorry.
And updated. We'll just edit that out later in post. I hear that's a thing.
You're absolutely right. Waterworld has not
Remember
changed.
How they had a hit star from American Horror Story?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We were lied to you guys.
Okay, you guys.
The star.
So, I got to share this. I got to share this. So, this one, quote, unquote, actor from the Waterworld show was introduced to the whole audience as having participated in American Horror Story. So I decided to go ahead and interrogate him.
Steve has trust issues.
Because I'm like, that is my show. I want to know if I hear that somebody played in that show, I want to know him. And of course, obviously, he doesn't look like anybody from the show. So I asked him. I went, took a quick selfie, just so he thinks that he's popular. And then I asked him, I'm like, hey, so what season, you know, did you come out on? And he goes, oh, you know what? I was on season 7. It was from blah, 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 the cult. And yeah, I was a stunt double. And I'm like, oh.
I thought you said you
so
were on the
obviously,
show.
Obviously, he was not actually part of the show. He was just one of those characters that pretended to be one of the main characters.
Okay,
so I started Googling him. And I went ahead and asked. I said, hey, Google. You know, like, can you, like, show me the stunt doubles from American Horror Season 7? No reference whatsoever.
Wow. You didn't tell us this part.
I have to admit, he was cute, so I excuse everything.
It's okay to lie to us if you're cute.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we're saying.
Totally.
Seen that show. It sounds good. Thank you. Ooh, these quesadillas are everything.
Delicious.
We just inhaled our chicken.
Mm-hmm. You guys,
what is in it?
I'm
though?
Sorry, my appetite, you know me, and my appetite, please.
It's just cheeses and chicken.
Oh, cheese.
Thomas, one for you.
Oh my goodness.
Oh wow, okay.
One for I feel like this is a pizza.
Yes.
I feel like I'm being roofied right now.
9-1-1, 9-1-1.
Should I trust this?
Steve said to Texas.
Wait, 999.
Inside joke.
Steve said to Texas 911 to the group if we've been roofied, and I said I will just to brag. And don't come over because I need time alone with whoever took the time and effort to get me a special drink. It's a big deal. A lot of people can't be bothered.
So as we're coming back from Universal Studios, we witnessed an accident.
Oh, the accident!
Oh, yeah.
I'm still so stressed out about it.
So the accident involved two cars in front of us. One car that should not have opened their door, and the other car that rammed that door. It was in slow motion, and we got it on camera on the Tesla.
It was so scary to see this dumb bitch was stopped in the road. She threw her door open all the way, and of course it hit a car that was driving in the other lane. And then she just tried to like pull the door closed, like, I could probably close
oh
this.
Oh my god. She must have thought she was like on the curb. She was not on the curb.
She was
actually on the right-hand lane.
She knew she wasn't on the curb.
Dude. Was off with her.
She didn't even bother to look at her rear view or her side mirrors to see if there were any vehicles coming.
We got a shot sky.
Oh.
What are these?
There are so many different shots there. I thought they were jello shots.
I think
shots.
I see like a line. Yeah. They don't
what kind
like
of shots them. Are there?
Tequila, pineapple, and then citrus vodka. Ooh. $5 each.
There's so many different shots right there.
I'm good. Yeah?
I think we're all set.
No, I think we're good. Okay. Come back around next time. Yeah.
Thank you.
I love
loved when they said
okay, he did not just steal your cologne.
He did.
He just stole it off of you?
He needs to go wash it off.
Why don't you go help him?
Happy to. Yeah, but the accident was scary. We were shook for like an hour after that.
Thank you for this, team.
Isn't it awesome, the quesadilla?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
It's good. It has options. You can add shrimp, you can add something else.
Oh my god. Patrick and I, we ordered just the plain quesadillas with the guacamole and the sliced tomato on the side. Absolutely delicious. So, yeah. Thank you, Renee. What is this place called?
Yes, give them a shout out. They
Fiesta Cantina.
It.
Please. Fiesta Cantina.
Fiesta Cantina.
Fiesta Cantina.
Beautiful. Fiesta Cantina.
We're upstairs.
And we're on the roof. We're on the roof right now.
I didn't even know this was up here. I've been here a bunch of times before.
Yeah.
In fact, Thomas, my picture of you on my phone was a picture of you drinking a margarita here for like 10 years.
No way.
Yeah. I just changed it recently from the cruise picture with the arms out. That looks more exciting. Just trying to try something new.
Yeah. It's been good. Been good. We've had we went out last night. Renee and I went out last night because Patrick and Steve decided to
we were tired.
Be grandpas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, baby?
Yes. We're getting too old for this
shit. Their arthritis was kicking in.
Yeah.
No shame. No shame.
Yeah. But, okay, so going from San Francisco to Castro, basically ending, we didn't know what to expect here.
Yeah.
And
did
West Hollywood
share?
Is still popping, huh?
Did we share with the audience about Castro was?
I don't remember if we did.
We can talk again.
Did we?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Castro is dead, if anyone is, listening. But, yeah, Castro is dead. And
anyone can hear me.
The only thing that's there is a little club that's very tiny with music and extremely hot. We don't use names of clubs that we are disparaging.
I got pushed so many times. Normally I like getting pushed when I'm drunk, but I was like, if one motherfucker pushes me again, I'm going to start elbowing people a la Thomas.
Oh, wow. Okay. So last night, we Renee and I came out. We decided to hit the strip here in West Hollywood. And we said, okay, we're just going to go all the way to the end, and we're going to just, because it was Thursday, so no cover charges. And so we decided we're just going to hit each one. And so it was good. Nothing was closed and everything was open. And it was a lot more live than Fresno.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, so.
Blackout lights, 4th of July.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we went to Tower District to try to go to Splash to show Splash to Steve on 4th of July. And the whole street was dark. Every building there was empty. Felt like the apocalypse. It was scary.
The whole strip was shut down.
And then a hobo came and asked if we could sing. So we all said no, even though some of us feel like we can't. And so he sang the national anthem to us. It was 4th of July, but I was like, oh my God, this Uber cannot get here fast enough. I gotta get out of here. It was very creepy.
It was. He did know all the words.
He did. So he did know the words.
Give him some credit.
I mean, he did have an unintended key change, and I wasn't about that.
And you were not about his cross eye, but
I was okay with that. It was just a good way to remember him. But yeah, when it's dark, it's pretty scary.
But when we were out last night, though, it was a lot of people watching, and we were like, if that person came to Fresno dressed like that, they would be
laughed at. Yeah. But here, it's normal. It's
normal, yes. You can wear a crop top as a boy. You can, not wear things. It was just...
Yeah, a lot of things they were wearing.
Yeah. Which is fine. We're not judging. We are not judging people.
We're of jealous, course. Actually. We're jealous.
At all.
At all, yeah.
We wish we could pull that off.
Yes. Yeah, but yeah, it was interesting. And then, so we went from club to club, and we were just surveying and, you know, taking stock of what was happening. And then, at the very end of the day, or at the very end of the night, is when we were dancing. We actually found a dance floor that was good, and we got an AMF at the very end, and we're like, you know, we're going to close this night out with a bang. Unfortunately, we didn't know that bang was going to come a fat white girl.
In the form of a very pushy white girl.
Yeah, pushy, not fat. Pushy. But she was fat. So, pushy white girl.
She's pretty thin, if I remember.
And she bumped into me. And I spilled some of my drink on Renee. And Renee was pretty upset about it because he thought he was going to smell like alcohol. That was his main thing. And so we sought her out at the after that. And when I got close to her, I elbowed her really hard so that she understood that she cannot do that to my guy.
Retaliation. Always appropriate.
And we are our goal tonight is to find her to make sure that she pays again.
Make sure she learned her lesson.
Make sure she learned her lesson.
Hey, yes. Remember me, bitch? Bam. That's tonight.
Here's an elbow.
She's like, that wasn't me.
I know.
I just moved here from Kansas City.
Well, tell your friend then. Tell your friend. She better watch out.
They're all connected.
They're all connected. They're all connected.
I don't have any friends. That's why I'm here.
Wow.
See, you should feel pretty bad.
Would you please be my friend?
Hitting that woman. Uh-huh.
You just went way dark real quick. Real quick.
That's not me. That's the woman from Kansas who just moved here. That you hit for some reason. I mean, would you even recognize her if you saw her tonight?
I would not.
I don't think I would.
I would just elbow every single white girl.
Anyone who seems like her, you're going to get something.
Oh, you're dancing? Bam!
Oh, you're a woman? I'm going to push you.
You're a woman? Bam!
Wow, okay.
Just, some casual sexism. No big deal.
I mean, that's acceptable. I mean, they don't have rights to, female rights. I mean, Supreme Court really recently just said it. Women don't have... Too soon. If you don't know, abortion is legal in America. Okay, so I don't know. All right.
Come to California.
The Supreme Court said, Renee, you hit whoever you want to hit.
And so I did.
That is your God-given right.
It's like, women, you suck.
This gender sucks. This gender rules.
Exactly. But yeah, no. Universal. So it was really fun because today at Universal Studios, we had front-of-the-line passes. And you cannot do Universal Studios without front-of-the-line passes. Yes.
Unless you follow my plan.
Oh.
But, we got to circumvent in that.
But you have to get there at 9 a.m. You cannot cross your legs in the morning.
No. And you have to wash dishes during lunch. And you have to throw out the trash. There's so many different things you have to do.
It's pretty involved, to be honest. I don't know if you want to do that.
If you wanted to be a perfect date.
Oh my God. I had sticker shock. It was way more than I thought by getting those tickets, but it was worth it. You go to the front of the line and you can see everything you want to see.
You get to make fun of all the poor people.
Yeah. Throw popcorn at them. We did a VIP movie thing at we saw the Black Phone.
Not here. Back in Fresno.
Yes.
Let's put it into context.
Edwards has a VIP. I haven't been to movies in 4 years, but Edwards has a VIP thing. You get a lounge, you have unlimited popcorn. And I was telling the Squad Plus, wouldn't it be funny if during a scary part you threw your popcorn, because who cares, because you could just get more,
right?
So I forgot all about making that comment, and then the first time I yelled at a scary part, Thomas threw a bunch of popcorn.
Did you say Thomas?
Thomas, that's how it's spelled. Wow. It's phonetic.
Thomas. Thomas.
And Jose. Is those your names?
Jose.
I bet.
Me llamo Jose. I clean house.
I am John. Oh, that was on your sign.
Yeah.
That was in February. That's how you joined
That's
the squad.
Why they picked me up.
To be honest, she's not very good at cleaning houses. It's very dirty.
Oh my god.
He throws dirt all over the place.
Oh my god.
He's like, I'm a baby. I'm just like, well, no, how? We're paying you.
But yet they keep taking me everywhere.
We keep thinking he'll do better.
I know.
We're hopeless.
Damn his cologne.
He has really good cologne, you guys.
So I put roofie in it.
So when we smell it, we're all fucking all right. We're
like, why do we feel so woozy? I didn't even drink anything this
time. Why do we like him so much?
Something about you really appeals to me.
God.
We watched The Black Phone, the movie.
Yes.
I thought it was great.
Okay, so can we just, like, analyze this for a second? So, initially, we said we're going to watch Elvis. So,
oh, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
so
is true.
Initially, we said we're going to watch Elvis. And it was like, okay, we're going to watch Elvis. And we all decided that as a group. And then all of a sudden...
Renee, Patrick, and I...
No.
We all ganged up on Thomas and were like, we want to watch a scary movie.
No.
We outvoted him.
And seeing as how you're the only one who doesn't want to see it.
No. And then Patrick said, or I see, I don't know which one said, we're doing, or The Black Phone... VIP is at this time. And in my head, I was thinking that the VIP was called Black Phone. I thought the VIP was called Black Phone VIP.
Oh, we were wondering why you didn't say anything.
Yeah, I know.
Because
I
know like he's going to hate this idea.
No.
He's going to shoot it down.
No. I would have shot it down, but I thought Black Phone VIP meant that it was a VIP... And it was called Black Phone because like it was like carpet, a Black like phone, you know
et
like yeah like a high class phone. And so
the highest class
that's why I was like a Black Phone is not a name, but what would a movie name Black? That's dumb. Like no, it's a Black Phone VIP. I thought it was just VIP, but apparently it's Black Phone VIP.
Only the elite can use it.
Oh my god! It. And then when I realized that it was the name of the movie that they changed it to, I was like, okay, well, it's a done deal, I guess.
He was ecstatic.
Well, it's so funny because he said, wait, Elvis isn't at 7, it's at 6. And we're like, we're not seeing Elvis, we're seeing Black Phone. Steve emphasized his prior misses, adding an exclamation mark to it.
Yeah, you're laughing. You think that's cute. That's
so funny. If Thomas is saying we pulled a little squisheroo on him at the end, that is kind of true. Unfortunately, I was the only one who loved the movie. Everyone else hated it.
It was a switcheroo for me, too. Because I was at work.
The only one at work.
Yeah. This is why you should always be monitoring your kids. Checking for switcheroos.
You're trying to choose with these guys.
The movie is...
The Black Phone was stupid.
Yeah,
it was so dumb.
It's something else. You either love it or hate it.
I love it.
I really don't think there's like an in between. It just has its like, you know, supernatural.
Don't even get into that.
You know what? You just give it a shot. You're gonna fall into that. No, hey, I believe everybody should experience it
themselves. You should not put our listeners through this, though.
Hey. Like, this movie is strongly endorsed by Three Gay Guys, Two States, and One Podcast.
It is so
all of its participants, including Naomi, Antonia, Renee, and of course, the Three Gay Guys.
We should never say, because we're not professional critics. So
well,
it's like, you know,
give it
a shot. Let's see what you think. But we're kind of on the fence between us.
No, we're not on the fence.
Okay, never mind.
You know, Black Phone.
Okay, you're right. 90% gave a shit. Only 10% agreed.
Do not watch Black Phone ever. And this was a stupid mistake.
I feel like
Steve and Patrick should like pay restitution.
You're welcome. See, just like the Alamo, I forced them to go to the Alamo, which they love. I forced them to watch, it was worse, Steve, to be honest, forcing them to watch Black Phone, which they didn't love that this time.
Now, I've been trying for years to convince the crew to watch The Color Purple.
Oh, I see.
Like,
that.
You guys, please give this podcast a thumbs up if you want Patrick, Thomas, and Renee to watch The Color Purple. You know?
Go downstairs.
Join our Patreon and send us $5,000 and we'll immediately watch The Color Purple.
Both ways are going to go to the same place. That's why
I think I have seen that. Does it have Whoopi Goldberg in it?
Yes.
I love Whoopi, except
absolutely
for the anti-Semitism part one time.
Well, it's to portray the times.
Whoopi was on Law & Order SVU. She had a really good speech. I recommend it.
Cool. But, seriously, guys, if you have not seen The Color Purple, I've been trying to convince Patrick and Thomas for years.
This is the first time he's mentioned it.
To watch The Color Purple.
Thomas, you have any memory?
You got to watch it.
Thomas,
and then
you
got to watch it like 20 times to have it ingrained in your mind and your heart. You're going to love it.
What is this movie about? Give us your movie review.
Okay.
Of The Color Purple.
It starts off in the early 1900s, I believe. Two sisters are trying to live with their abusive father. One of them actually gets impregnated twice by the father.
Wow, that's dark.
The other one is trying her best to try to get away. Like, try not to, you know, go down that path. Well, there's a neighboring farmer which wants to marry the one who is a virgin. However, the father doesn't want to give her up. So, she gives up the one who has been spoiled twice over. And basically the story revolves around that woman that did not ask for his hand in marriage, who has been treated as like a slave pretty much, dominated by the male, I don't know, what do you call it? You know the word for the male patriarch, I guess. And finally, after 30 years later, she escapes from him and changes her life, becomes a strong, dependent woman, and finally meets up with her sister after 30 years. You guys will cry at the end of the movie. If you do not, you don't have a soul.
This uplifting movie review brought to you by Fiesta Cantina. Fiesta Cantina. Do you want to see an incredibly depressing movie that will have you sobbing? Come to Fiesta Cantina and watch The Color Purple. So, you know, I don't think I've actually seen that. I've seen Beloved. I've seen What's Eating Gilbert Grape. And that is not what you described.
Thomas, being a, like, English major, for some reason, totally rejects this movie. And we have absolutely no idea why.
I don't know what you're talking about. Why do you reject The Color Purple, Thomas?
I don't reject it.
You guys, please give it a shot. Make sure to leave comments, things like that, to convince Thomas, Patrick, and Renee to watch The Color Purple.
For $5,000 per person, we will watch that movie.
Definitely. Hello.
Hello. Are you having the Topo Chico?
Oh my God, yes. You guys, if you haven't tried Topo Chico Heart Seltzer, it has a little bit of hockey, but it's very yummy.
I've never heard of that. Yes. It was on our waiter's shirt, so I asked him about it, thinking it meant something else, and boy, was I wrong.
Definitely gotta try it, guys. Just a Mexican brand of mineral water, and that's their base product, but then they have upgraded to actually make them seltzers with some alcohol, you know, low volume, not too crazy, with a lot of different flavors after it has changed over the years. But otherwise, the general flavor of Topo Chico mineral water is just plain mineral water.
It is building up up here. Did you say there's a line at the bathroom? Well, that's unfortunate.
Do you have to go to the bathroom?
Hello.
Yeah, after the podcast, but maybe we have to leave first.
Well, you guys have to drink.
Did we hit pause or something?
Oh, okay. So now. Oh, yeah. Well, here. Yeah. Here, try
yes.
It.
Yes, please.
No, I've heard
some content, please.
So podcast viewers have informed me, listeners technically, that they love when we have our little side chat and we talk about going to the bathroom after the podcast. And what our waiter said. They love that. You need that in the morning.
That's a good stuff. That's a good stuff. That makes it like real life.
If you're a podcast listener and you need to go to the bathroom, do it.
We do it right now for us.
You don't even have to pause it. Just go. We'll get you caught up when you come back. Here's what you missed. The waiter came. Like he told us a deep, dark secret.
The more you know.
That's right. That's us. We're just here to support you.
Yes. For sure, guys. Beautiful night, by the way, guys. Beautiful, beautiful night.
I was very hot today, to be honest, but it feels really good right now.
Well, we all took showers.
Now that the sun is down.
Much better shape now.
Beautiful. Yes.
I'm just not used to the sun. Yeah, I'm trying to hide from it.
The only thing that can ruin it is, an earthquake or something.
Or like otherwise, a global pandemic. That we were making
or fun. World War III. I don't know.
Or the assassination of a beloved world leader. Or, you know, that sort of thing. But that never happens following the podcast.
No, no.
I'm sure we'll be fine. Yeah. I'm not concerned.
COVID, Ukraine. A world leader.
Oh, not us. Oh, my God. We were just listening to a podcast.
And then
where
the California big one.
Yeah.
No, it's like you're wishing it to happen right now.
This is not where I want to be if there's a big one.
Seriously.
Right?
I'm not prepared.
It is the beginning of our night. So we have been drinking, but we have more to drink. And we have not even danced yet, so I'm excited about that part.
Yes.
To be able to dance and relax and go out with a bang.
Punch people in the face, apparently. Elbow. Elbow
people on the shoulder or arm.
Only elbow.
Or ribs. Yeah.
And if a drink is spilled, so be it.
I just want to put it for the record, though. I was down to go to your stupid dim sum place in Fresno.
Oh, that's right.
But it was closed.
We were getting ready to head to dim sum.
Yeah, closed on that day.
Thomas is a good sport, I have to say. He always wanted to do cultured, classy stuff, and he's like, ew, that sounds gross. But he agrees to do it, and bless his heart. Bless his heart. So we appreciate that.
So we are going to Texas. We have to go to Texas.
Isn't it?
We need to go to Texas. It's been a long time. Although we've been talking about New Orleans for a lot of your Mardi Gras in February. That might be pretty cool. It seems like not the good time to go. Weather, yes. Busyness, no.
Because our next trip is in February.
Yes.
So in February, if we go to Texas in February, it'll be cool enough.
Yeah.
As long as you don't have your abdomen burst or your gallstone burst or whatever.
As long as you don't burst, essentially.
I know.
Just keep the bursting to a minimum.
Right? I know.
Please limit your bursting to no bursting. Yeah, I kind of miss Texas. Yeah. It's twice a year we would go. We haven't gone in
a while.
Yeah.
I don't do math on the weekends, but it's been a while.
Yeah. Definitely.
We miss it.
Definitely, guys.
So we're going to get our night started.
So we're all done here.
San Francisco ended. West Hollywood is starting. And it is July. And
yes. Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. That's right.
And so we were making fun of COVID back in 2020. We thought it was a fun, little thing. And it wasn't. We were making it fun about the fact that it was coronavirus.
The name
It was Naomi, right? Naomi was Naomi. Like laughing like an obnoxious person.
Oh, I loved it. Uh-huh. It gets me every time hearing her. Yeah.
So, but we should not, like, we should treat diseases with respect. And the CDC says that... Can I finish or? Okay.
As if we can stop you.
Okay. The CDC says that COVID-19 is a real threat to America.
I think it might be a hoax, to be honest. Okay.
And I feel like, you know, we now are treating it like a real threat. And I appreciate the fact that we're able to not make fun of it. I appreciate the fact that we're able to. I feel like I have to pay my dues because of the fact that I was saying Corona Light and Corona, all that stuff.
A PSA for COVID.
This is a PSA for COVID.
Save COVID.
If you haven't gotten
donate now.
Yeah. If you haven't gotten your booster, get your booster.
Do you oppose COVID? Donate now to 3 Gay Guys, and we'll fight COVID on your behalf. Look, it's just a little bit of irony, guys. Yes, COVID was serious. 3 out of 4 3 Gay Guys have had COVID.
Not me.
Oh, you still haven't had COVID?
It's serious.
You're going to get COVID.
We're just trying to entertain you.
I actually
think he has COVID, to be honest. He's been going on about allergies.
Allergies
can give you a fever.
Let me pull out my COVID kit.
When COVID came out, I joked for months about having an allergy fever. I'm like, it's just allergies. Allergy fevers are super normal.
Blood coming out of your nose. It's okay. This is normal. This happens every year.
That's when there's alfalfa in the air. The nose starts bleeding.
There's alfalfa in the air. Alfalfa caused bleeding.
All the
didn't
dandruff.
You know that?
Story of my life.
Is there a cat nearby?
No, seriously, is there?
I think you got it again. Oh,
so that's just a COVID talk.
Oh, you guys. This is awesome.
Fun time. It's
awesome,
good to be back.
Always.
Yes. So, we're not going to pretend. We won't say that we're going to come back in a day like
we're
we did
gonna
last
do a podcast
time.
Okay, we're not going to lie this time. We're just not going to do it.
Yeah. But... We are going to see you when we see you, or you are going to hear us when you hear us.
You'll see us when you see us, viewer, so lay off us. This is really hard. We have to have shots to be able to be ready to do this.
Patrick has been under immense stress lately.
I feel great.
We're going to wrap it up.
There you go. Patrick just fainted. Patrick, wake up.
That's
wake
the roofie
up.
Alert. I got roofie. Ring the bell.
Damn. Look at that booty over there.
It's not for me.
All right. Well, that sounds mean that it is time to say goodbye.
That fire alarm means the podcast is coming to a close.
Anytime a siren.
Also, we might die. I'm just kidding, you guys. As someone on the street, we're safe. Assuming the big one doesn't come like Steve is prophesizing.
All right, guys. Well, it's been a good run, guys.
Yes.
We are going to make the most of tonight.
It's been fun.
And we cannot wait to tell you about what happens tonight because... there's going to be a lot of stuff, hopefully, to happen.
That's if we remember.
Yes.
February from New Orleans, we'll tell you about what happened in July.
Or San Antonio.
Wherever
we
are.
We don't know where we're going to be
in
February.
We don't know yet.
So.
Right? No talent.
So, we will do that. All right. So, with that, we're going to sign off for Nate. I would like you to share a final thought about this trip so far. And
I will sum it up in one word.
Yay!
Alright, well that leads us to our ending.
We are three gay guys. Wait,
two stains?
And one podcast.
Bye, guys.